Hello, everyone.
This is an Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash production.
Hello, hello, hello. Can you hear me? Check, check. Is this thing on? Yo, yo, we are taking over here. We are taking over the Open Talk 313 The Flash. I just want to make sure we are live here. Let me check my radio dial here real quick. We're here post-Royal Rumble. My name is John Fredrickson. From the state of pro wrestling, you'll be able to hear us every night, every Wednesday night, starting February 3rd, 8 Eastern, 7 Central. Yes, that's right, when AEW, that's right, when NXT, that's right, when MLW are kicking off. We'll be live every Wednesday for an hour. We tested it out a couple weeks ago. Just a lot of fun going around, checking out the different shows and what they have to offer. Show that MLW is also on that level and can bring the same level of competition. And a lot of these talents from NXT
and AEW.
I've spent a lot of time there in MLW. So it'll be fun to kind of shine a light on them a bit. Just trying to double check, make sure we are live here. We got a guest line. Let me see what the number is for that. The guest line tonight is, it's going to be some numbers, all right? Ooh. See, the guest line tonight is 646-668-8672. Yeah, 36 minutes left. What did you guys think of the Royal Rumble? All in all, I really enjoyed what they brought this year. The women's Rumble was amazing. Men's Rumble, an edge there at the end, winning. Didn't really see that one coming. You knew he had to be one of the favorites, but surprised they didn't pull the trigger on him. But yeah, let's go put him against one of the top guys. Put somebody over on his way out. That would be great. I'm on now. I just wanted to double check. Make sure this is. Make sure we're going live here. Check. This is the first takeover, kind of testing everything out. So, before we go live, to kick things off Wednesday night, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, State of Pro Wrestling Podcast. We step into the podcasting world. Let's see here. So there's that number. Looks like they're live here. Open Talk Radio, 313 The Flash, calling it 646-668-8672. Oh, there's my voice. I'm on a podcast right now. Listen to that, guys. 668-8672. Oh, there's my voice. That's pretty cool. Probably a good thing we didn't take those mushrooms. But good to hear that this is coming through. She's in a gaming headset right now. If you get any callers, let us know. I'll kind of try to keep an eye on that. Yeah, a little more just on here to test things out. We are live on our social media outlets at State of Pro Wrestling. All in one word. It's on Facebook and Instagram. Otherwise, Twitter, we are at SoPro Wrestling, capital S-O-P, and small R-O, Wrestling. Yeah, just trying to be more active. Reach fans out there. That's why we're joining here. Kicking off this podcast is not something I ever really wanted to do because everybody kind of had a wrestling podcast, you know? Everybody still kind of thinks that's what we are. So we might as well freaking do one, right? And what a better time slot than that 8 Eastern, 7 Central on Wednesday. AEW, NXT, MLW, some of the hottest talents, the greatest up-and-coming stars. Look at somebody like MJF right now, and he's somebody who really got a lot of TV time there for MLW. It should be fun to see. I think here in Minnesota, we got to see Sean Daivari. With MLW, picked up a big win. They got a hot product. We've seen ATH. I guess that was a couple weeks ago. Everything really flying by. It was fun tonight to kind of jump on and go live sporadically throughout the night for the Royal Rumble. I mean, it feels like we were just sitting down at 6 o'clock, and it's 10 o'clock, and now we're doing the post show. You're kind of winding down, but a great night. Drew McIntyre over Goldberg. New women's wrestling, new WWE winner, Tag Champs, Nia, and Shayna Baszler picking up the victory on the pre-show. So it kind of opened up things for Asuka and Charlotte. Kind of thought we'd see more of them in the Rumble. We got to see Charlotte. Yeah, just a great, the women's match book. The most fun, entertaining match of the night for me. But overall, yeah, great pay-per-view. Great to get back here in the flow of things with WWE. I haven't really been keeping up with their product. Look at this now. I mean, I haven't had the network either. Get to see this Icons, Yokozuna. Really excited to sit down and spend some time and watch that. It's something iconic. You know, you got this big Samoan. What do you do with him? Boom, you put him in that gimmick and shines. The main event star, man. So many guys that could do it. Such a great run. Him and Owen Hart, too. A lot of memories with him. Here we are, State of Pro Wrestling. You guys can tune in this Wednesday, the debut show. We'll have AEW on. We'll have NXT on. We'll have MLW on. We'll be flipping them back and forth, going freaking crazy, like a flashback to the 90s. And there might be something cool on the one channel, but if it's, you got to look over and see, because there might be something cooler on the other channel. So we're just going to be flipping back and forth and just talking wrestling. We're going to bring some guests on, start dishing out money, get some decent guests as well. Bring you a great lineup this year. Just really excited. We got the State of Pro Wrestling show itself debuting on YouTube as a YouTube series this year. It's an amazing lineup, kind of telling our story of where we've been, who we've interviewed so far. I'm excited to take you guys on that journey and then what it's going to continue to be.
What would have happened this last year without the COVID thing happening and kind of shutting everything down? I applied for my first WrestleMania credentials. Let's see. Oh, do I got buttons here?
Come on down! You're the next contestant on the Price is Right!
Oh, man. Dude, I got buttons. It said, come on down. Did I do that? Is it Urkel? Please be Urkel.
Did I do that?
Yes! Dude, Martez, thank you for giving me the password. I may never give you your network back. I might change the password after tonight. This is, like, pretty cool, man. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. I'm going to have to play around. I want to upload like a million sound clips now, being a former like music person. But how much time do we got left to fucking ramble? Jesus, I feel like I've been doing this all night. Oh, good Lord. 30 minutes.
All right, well, this should be fun. Let's see. My parents had sex in about the end of 82, probably, maybe early 83. And then, you know, I was born right there, 83, fucking August 28th, 1983. And it was fucking, dude, wrestling was so huge. It's like Hulkamania was just about to start here in Minnesota, especially in AWA. Oh, my God. But we'll probably need more than a half hour to tell that fucking story, so let's not do that. What can we do for a half hour? Maybe give you a little history of who I am. Sure, let's do that. Since we're trying to hype up the show Wednesday.
chat. Or we can pull that up. Let's see what's going on. Let's see what's going on this Wednesday. MLW Wrestling. See what they got. I'm gonna look up AEW. What? Dynamite. The results on our side. Huh? Okay. And NXT or T. See what each brand's got coming up here.
Yeah, it'd be fun. I'm really excited to be able to pull things up here.
Bring you guys along for the journey. It's been fun. I haven't really kept up with it. It's cool to see NXT kind of become its own thing. And themselves. Just the Wednesday for it.
Add in MLW, who took a break, but they got a lot of stars. Alexander Hammerstone, definitely one that comes to mind. Jacob Fatu. Sorry, we got the next act. The Giggling Twins are going to be in next year. Special guest, Butta. So if you guys are big fans of the Giggly Twins, I think you'll enjoy Butta too. But that's coming up next. After the Chrisleys. No. Right before the Kardashians, after the Chrisleys. God damn it. We did give it an R rating. I'm rated R. I think there's another show on here. Rated R podcast.
No,
so pretty dope. I'm excited to meet everybody on the Open Talk Network. I have them on our show, the other show. Good thing, you know. Have a lot of fun. But yeah, we're here. Meet more fans. Branch out. It'd be fun to head out to Wisconsin. Or excuse me, Michigan. It'd be fun to head out to Wisconsin too, coming up. Some big shows. I know Rob Van Dam from your guys' area is coming out to Wisconsin. And St. Clown Posse as well from your guys' area coming out for the big show. Out there in Wisconsin. Pull some links below for those. If you guys have any questions, just check us out on Facebook, State of Pro Wrestling. It's like spelled like it sounds. No, not really. It's like State and of instead of like OV or UV, you know? It's just OF. And Pro Wrestling. Yeah, we've been at this quite a few years. Mostly up until this point, it's been a lot of shoot interviews. Very cool out here from Minnesota. Our first interview, first video interview was with Ari Daivari. Just weeks, maybe a month before he debuted on Raw and challenged for the Cruiserweight title. So that was very cool. Cool to hear him talk about his dream and how he's been working on the NBC for 10 years and pursuing it. And made his dream, and he's living out there. So good. And a lot of people say, oh, he's not in the main event of WrestleMania or whatever, but he's still living his dream. Enjoyed his thing. Doing a great job for WWE. I'd like to see him. He's been there for me.
I thought him versus Ali would be great. Well, let's check the call-in line. Maybe here. See if we can, if anybody's called in yet. Yes, the audio clip set rules. We play some fireworks. You ever felt like a plastic bag? Floating. You gotta explode, baby. Shining shit in the stars and stuff. Yes. Dude, Urkel rules. He should have been involved in more wrestling. Oh, Hulk Hogan's there. He said, brother, I had to come back and win the belt. And yeah, Yuck. Let's not think about that. Anyways, here we go. Blog Talk Radio, State of Pro Wrestling. This Wednesday, NXT, it looks like we got Undisputed Era, Ciampa, and Thatcher. Look ahead to their showdown. WWE NXT, January 27th. Wait, it's already happened. It's not in the future, bastards. Yo, Dynamite, it's coming up. MLW, what you guys got? MLW News, Contra. Zari coming back. Conan. King Mo. As for Loki's release. Los Parks versus TJP. Okay, I see what kind of product they're putting on. They had a strap, Caribbean strap match. Savio Vega coming back. Interesting to see some of the classics. I'm just putting over some of the stars today and tomorrow. Yeah, excited to tune in more to the product. I haven't really been watching myself, so I was excited to learn about new wrestlers I haven't heard about. See what's going on. More different characters out there, my horizon. And then just the sheer amount of people going in and out of these companies. It's been very cool to watch which indie stars kind of find where will they end up. MLW is looking for a TV deal. If they can get a TV deal and really step it up, I mean, they put on a high quality product already, so I mean, if they could step it up and get a TV deal and get some more money behind them, their lineup matches with anybody. Davey Boy Jr. It's a great visual, the Alston K visual. You guys tuned into any of my social media outlets tonight and called up. That's a fucking keeper. That's a show stealer. We'll have to have her on, man. She's such a great one. Should have interviewed her up there at WrestleMania here in Minnesota. We're pretty lucky to have First Wrestling run by Eric Cannon. I don't know if you know about him, but you're familiar with yourself if you don't. Pretty amazing guy. Puts on some great shows. It brings the top-notch talent in the whole world here to Minnesota. He's doing it just a few times a year. Really built up his brand. He's done a great job. They put on WrestlePalooza a couple times a year before COVID was going down. Slowed it down. Lately, I mean, AEW, we've seen the top flight, the Martin brothers. Gary is the current first wrestling world champion as a Airwolf wrestling in the past, but with the Black Lives Matter movement and everything happening, he unmasked and it's just been wrestling as himself and his brother Dante. It's been cool to see them kind of come out of their show and do their thing. For AEW, be able to get the call up and be kind of put over by the Young Bucks. You can't think of that fat guy with the infested scrotum is out front. Just see if he wants to be on the wrestling show. You're like, sir, how is your scrotum?
Yeah, how is your right
foot? Is it true that you used to be a wrestler? God damn it.
I like that one. I also wanted to mention the whole person who got in this gig. I mean, other than reaching out to Marquez and getting set up for a podcast to start for 2021, the person who connected the dots between me and Marquez, I just wanted to give him a shout and a dedication. Let him know that we need to get him. How important he needs us. Dedication to years, everything. Moving forward, you're a wrestling journalist, Jordan Garber.
Khan knocked him earlier a few months ago. Lost his life. 25 years old. Just wanted to bring him up. I want to be real somber about it. Kind of been taking the first month off. Wasn't super close with him, but just his age and how much he had done, just knowing how much he had worked with Martez and everybody here at OPCOP 313, how big of a party was. I just really wanted to step up and do more with David Pro Wrestling, and Jordan really inspired me to do that. We had brought him on a couple of our live broadcasts. We were doing quite a few Facebook Lives earlier in 2020, even before the pandemic was going on. Just a great way to connect with anybody from anywhere and broadcast, or even before, especially now that COVID's happened. But Jordan had joined us multiple times. I talked to him, you know, him being a more established pro wrestling journalist and somebody who's joined it for, more for real than I was, you know, making money, finding ways to hustle about it. And, I always had an open air. I was always willing to do my shows whenever. A great guy, but he always wanted to do something different. He had a great, almost like a Dave Meltzer type delivery. I love just listening to him talk about wrestling. And that's what I wanted him to do on the podcast with me. And we would talk to him. And, but sometimes it would end up being, he would always want to challenge me and say, hey, let's do something different. I know you like doing comedy. You know I like doing comedy and stuff. I always try to incorporate that into everything that I do. If you look at the shoot interviews we've done on YouTube, go on to YouTube, look up Data Pro Wrestling interviews. You'll find us interviewing quite a few people. Try to have fun, as much fun as you can with that. Put over the wrestlers, make them look like $1 million. You can tell some of them I'm trying to find my way as a journalist, interviewer, and whatnot. But yeah, definitely dedicate this year, pushing extra harder, doing more stuff, doing everything. Which led to more opportunities this year. You know, me pushing, like, hey, can I do this? Can I do that? What can I do? And I just want to do more this year. And it's already happening. It's already coming together. Very excited. Growing the State of Pro Wrestling brand. Becoming a team member here at Open Talk.
313 The Flash.
With all these guys here. And Giles and everybody. What else, man? I think we've gone everywhere. What do we got left? 10:29. No, I think that about sums it up. Should we just wrap this up early? Press the board buttons.